Central Michigan U professor tells Turning Point USA students she is terrified of them, tears down their posters. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 18, 2020. A professor at Central Michigan University, CMU, told student members of Turning Point USA, TPUSA, that she is terrified of their group, and that she tears down TPUSA posters whenever she sees them as an act of civil disobedience. "I've known about TPUSA longer than you have, so you're responsible for the organization you're a part of. And I need you to know that," said CMU professor Sarah Mosliner to two students involved with the TPUSA group on campus, according to audio obtained by Breitbart News. "We actually had a long conversation in my class about this today. And I take posters down when I see them," the professor added. "Why would you do that?" asked one of the students. "Because I'm terrified of your organization," replied Mosliner. "Listen below." "I'm terrified of the other organizations," retorted the student. "What other organization on campus?" asked Mosliner. "Students for Bernie," the student quipped. "I just feel like that's kind of infringing on my free speech. You taking stuff down, we don't take down your posters," the student continued. "I don't think anybody else should take down our posters." The professor reacted by telling the students that tearing down TPUSA posters is simply her act of civil disobedience. "It is an act of civil disobedience for me," affirmed Mosliner. "And if you need to call me out on it, do it. And I will tell everyone exactly what I told you, okay? There's no reason you should be scared of us, honestly," said the student. The exchange continues, before the professor eventually falsely claims that TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk got his start as President Donald Trump's social media director. "He actually doesn't work for him," explained the student. "That's how he got started," insisted Mosliner. "He was his social media director." "No, he wasn't." "Yeah, you should check out Wikipedia then," retorted the professor. "This whole situation was very disappointing, and I thought a federally funded university faculty would know better and know that she cannot infringe on our constitutional rights," said CMU TPUSA President Lauren Gibas to Breitbart News. After the altercation, one of the students in our group said that she saw the professor following us on the main floor while we were putting the posters back up. "We went to almost every room on all four floors again, in hopes it would not happen a second time," she added. "We invited this professor to our event to ask these questions and experienced TPUSA. I'm saddened that a professor would slander the name of a student organization and foster hate toward students." A CMU spokesperson told Breitbart News that the school encourages critical thinking and analytical thinking, particularly in the marketplace of free ideas and expression. CMU recognizes that the intellectual growth of its students requires them to be exposed to vigorous debate and differing points of view on a variety of issues, added the spokesperson. CMU hereby affirms its commitment to academic freedom and free speech, and its commitment to upholding such freedoms in the face of external and internal actions or decisions which might threaten such freedoms. Professor Mosliner did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment or clarification on whether Wikipedia is an acceptable source for students to use on her class assignments. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.